Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Scrambling for baby formula.
It's crazy. Gone. Off the shelves.
Elon Musk's Twitter deal.
It's on a temporary hold.
Fighting the flames near Los Angeles.
We expect the weather to get hotter and drier over the next 2 days.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The Biden administration is making moves designed to ease the shortage of infant formula. It's out of stock in more and more places. And CBS's Adriana Diaz says desperate families are doing all they can to find it.
New mom Jaylene Oriana is so desperate for baby formula, she's willing to drive 14 hours to pick up formula she had her aunt buy in Mexico.
I'd rather be safe then sorry, not knowing when she's going to eat.
Pediatricians like Dr. Joshua Wexler are warning parents not to water down formula or try homemade recipes.
You can't ensure the micronutrient calorie density is all correct.
Those who find formula face a tough choice, like Michigan mom Destiny Featherstone, whose youngest is 4 months old.
There was like just enough for her month's supply, and I wanted to get it all, but I was like, I don't want to take from the other babies.
Virginia mom Erica Lopez says she never knows if she'll find formula on the shelves.
When my daughter doesn't drink the whole bottle, I'm like, oh my God, she just wasted like 2-3 ounces. I'm like, that was like a scoop that we could have saved.
I'm Stephen Portnoy in Washington. The White House says the president has spoken with the CEOs of retailers and formula makers. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says in addition to considering the use of the Defense Production Act, the administration will work to ramp up imports of formula from other countries and also target price gouging.
This is work that's been underway for months.
But Psaki was unable to say how soon stocks of formula could be back to normal. And she defended the FDA's actions, which led to the shutdown of a key formula plant in Michigan.
There were babies who died from taking this formula, so they were doing their jobs.
Early this morning, Elon Musk pumped the brakes on his plan to buy Twitter. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
He put the pause button on the deal pending details on spam and fake accounts that Twitter says made up fewer than 5% of monetizable daily active users in the first quarter. He's skeptical of that number and thinks there are more inauthentic accounts than that on the platform. He wants the numbers looked over, and in the meantime, the deal is on hold.
Now to Southern California, KCBS-TV's Tom Waite has the latest on the struggle to control a wildfire that's destroyed at least 20 homes south of Los Angeles.
Residents of the affluent neighborhood are returning to absolute destruction.
I heard it was bad, but this is so devastating.
Firefighters already battling hot spots with hotter and drier conditions will likely have to contend with high winds going into the weekend.
That'll still continue to challenge all of our firefighters in our efforts toward containing this fire.
Leaving those like Darian to pick up the pieces.
I was here yesterday while it was happening. I had to rush out, and now the house is totally gone.
I'm Tom Waite in Laguna Niguel, California.
Dangerous wind rolled through parts of the nation's midsection.
Oh my God!
Hitting hard in Minnesota, the Dakotas, and Iowa, where KGAN reporter Nick Stewart described it from his car.
This is unbelievable. The visibility is near zero. As you can see, the wind is incredibly strong.
At least one death in South Dakota is blamed on the violent weather. In northern Ukraine, there are new allegations of possible war crimes after Russian forces attacked two schools, killing at least three people. In Washington, Democratic and Republican leaders in the Senate were all set to pass a $40 billion aid bill for Ukraine. but Kentucky Republican Rand Paul single-handedly delayed passage until at least next week.
We cannot save Ukraine by dooming the U.S. economy. This bill under consideration would spend $40 billion. This is the second spending bill for Ukraine in 2 months. And this bill is three times larger than the first.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer called Paul's move reckless. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy and four other GOP lawmakers have been subpoenaed by the special panel looking into the Capitol attack. CBS's Scott McFarland.
The House Select January 6 committee is seeking interviews with their own colleagues. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy spoke with Donald Trump on January 6th. Pennsylvania's Scott Perry and Ohio's Jim Jordan exchanged text messages with Mark Meadows ahead of the 6th. And Alabama's Mo Brooks gave a fiery speech at the White House Ellipse on the morning of the 6th.
And the New York Times reports federal prosecutors have begun a grand jury investigation into whether classified White House material that ended up at former President Trump's Florida home was mishandled. At least 11 people died, more than 30 others rescued when a suspected migrant boat capsized near Puerto Rico's western coast. The U.S. Coast Guard says it's believed those on board were Haitians and Dominicans. At least 8 needed hospital treatment. Louisiana lawmakers have revamped a tough anti-abortion bill, removing language that would have subjected women to murder charges if they went ahead with procedures to end their pregnancies. Republican lawmaker Alan Seabaugh worked to modify the bill.
If passage would prevent one abortion, one, I would not be standing here right now. But this bill will not prevent a single abortion from occurring, not one.
Louisiana's governor, anti-abortion Democrat John Bel Edwards, had promised to veto the bill, calling prosecuting women absurd. In a rural stretch between Dallas and Houston, a prisoner serving a life sentence for murder escaped from a transport bus. Authorities say the convict overpowered the driver to make his getaway, leaving behind 15 other prisoners. A day after admitting COVID-19 cases, North Korea now says there have been 6 deaths from the virus, and 350,000 people have been treated for symptoms, including a high fever. It's not clear what North Korea has in the way of tests or vaccines. Well, it was one of the most unexpected moments in horse racing.
Rich Strike is coming up on the inside! Oh, my goodness! The longest shot has won the Kentucky Derby!
Now a new stunner. Rich Strike will not be entered in next weekend's Preakness Stakes, meaning there will be no Triple Crown winner this year for the 4th straight year. The horse's trainer says the original plan was to rest Rich Strike for 5 weeks after the Derby, and they're going to stick with that. Some new thinking about the traditional burger.
Home of the tastiest burgers on the planet.
Fridays has issued a Flip It challenge, explaining on Instagram if you turn the burger upside down before you bite in, it'll taste a lot better. The thicker top bun soaks up the burger juice and flavors from the meat and toppings, prolonging the mmm factor. It also means your tongue meets the pickles, onions, ketchup first, and the burger second. Some connoisseurs say they've insisted all along serving the thicker part of the bun on top is purely for aesthetics. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The FAA has revoked the pilot's licenses of 2 men who swapped small planes 14,000 feet above the Arizona desert last month, calling it reckless and egregious. One pilot made it to the controls, the other didn't, opened a parachute, and the plane crashed. The roundup is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.